This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
On WEEI.
But I'm curious, what's that dynamic like between you two after a loss? You know, how much criticism is there? How many suggestions is he giving you? What is that like for you?
No different. Exactly the same as it always has been. Very consistent. He has dialogue with all of us every day. And has every day this year. I don't think that would change, you know.
That was Josh McDaniels' press conference yesterday, Gillette Stadium, talking about his relationship with Mike Vrabel and what's going on there. I think this soap opera is kind of petering out. It started on Monday. Uh-oh, Dan Ball looks like he wants to...
Not if we can help it.
There are some of us in the media that I guess are continuing to talk about it. But first we had the Vrabel comments about the play calling and trust and things of that nature. And then we had Curran kind of throwing kerosene on it. And then a couple days later throwing a fire extinguisher on it and saying, I talked to Vrabel, nothing to see here. But... we have some new audio. Yes, Dan Ball, I knew you were ready.
No.
I knew you were champing at the bit, trying to get something in.
I did. Well, two things. I had to put my headphones on for radio, but I also did want to say that it's going to lay dormant. We got a game to worry about on Sunday, and a big one, the biggest game of the year so far. So it's going to lay dormant. It's not disappearing, though.
Okay.
It's going to sit at a simmer. It's not going to boil over. But it's there, and don't forget that it's there if things take a turn for the worse.
Okay, I love it. I love your confidence. So, before we get to the Greg Bedard audio, which is very interesting, an impromptu, more likely question for Dan Ball. 2 years from now,
okay,
more likely that Josh McDaniels is no longer the offensive coordinator of the New England Patriots?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry, there's another one, yeah.
Or more likely that Alex Cora is the president of baseball operations for the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, so the more likely between my two hottest personnel-related takes.
Yeah. Dan Ball's hot takes.
I think it's more likely that Josh isn't the offensive coordinator.
Wow. Because I know you think the other thing is kind of likely.
Oh, yeah.
I do. I think there's some merit. I think both of them are based in something more than just me spitting stuff out on the radio. I think if Josh does a good enough job, there is a team that will get desperate enough to try him one more time.
Ooh.
Okay, so that's the spin. He could get a head coach job. Okay.
No way.
I think there's a chance. I think there's a chance of that.
How about this one, Dan Ball? How about Kalen DeBoer goes from Alabama
to Michigan, and then Alabama wonders if Josh McDaniels has any interest in going down to resuscitate the Crimson Tide.
Hey, I never said it had to be an NFL team. I'm just saying some team would take a chance on him.
I don't know that we have any indication Josh has any interest in college. I'm not sure. Even though I think he would play. I think his look and his style and the visor, and Ted, you can comment about visors if you'd like, but I think he that could play on a college campus, on a recruiting trail. I just don't have any indication that he wants a college job. Because right now, wouldn't he be a candidate for Michigan? Michigan is late to this window of having to hire somebody. Wouldn't a name like Josh McDaniels kind of make sense if he had any interest at all? Wouldn't his agent put it out there or something?
Why would anybody want to go to college right now? If you've been in the pros, the college game is so much harder.
Agreed.
I mean, it's not even close to being the same job.
No, and that's why I think in part he has no interest.
How about this? This is a fun game. I thought that was a good question because Dan was stymied there. He didn't know, and I was curious where he went. But who's more likely to get a head coaching job in the NFL, Bill Belichick or Josh McDaniels?
Josh McDaniels.
Bill Belichick.
Whoa.
No. You really believe that? Yes. Bill, 74-year-old Bill Belichick?
Uh-huh, yes. Over Josh McDaniels has literally told everybody it's going to be the smoothest flight ever, and at 9,000 feet, crashed into the middle of a town twice.
Yeah, and Bill's done that for 5 years straight.
Bill Belichick flamed out miserably with the Patriots and got off to an awful start with UNC, but there are still people, and this is just one fan's opinion, there are still people, I imagine, that are going to believe that Belichick can dig deep for the old fastball, rebuild a program, and return someone or elevate them to championship pedigree.
Yeah, I am going McDaniels based on one thing, time. He has more time. Like, he's so young. Just think of how much could occur between now and Bill's age. That's like a 25-year difference. Like, Josh could recreate himself. I mean, there could be expansion and five new teams in the league. Like, he has so much time. We forget how young he is. I don't believe he's turned 50 yet. And, so there's a long time for him to go through the cycle, and there's just a lack of candidates. So, Dan Ball.
And I'll give you one other thing. Time, I think, is one. I think he can sell a dream that, hey, listen, I learned my lesson. I spent two great years on the Patriots staff. And the second thing is Drake May.
Yes.
I turned a second-year quarterback who threw as many touchdowns as picks last year into an MVP candidate with Stephon Diggs and Kayshon Booty as my one and two.
Yep.
Hey, I can do that for your young quarterback over here. I think he can sell that dream.
And I think Bill just taught that same lesson. The more QB-centric football becomes, the more the game is just about the quarterback, the more valuable a person like Josh McDaniels is. The further it gets away from defense wins championships. What was good at North Carolina this year? What was the one aspect of North Carolina
defense.
That was good?
Attendance.
No, that is not true.
Social Ticket media interaction.
No, the defense, Ted, was good. Mm. Did that win them games? It's funny. Oh, there's a North Carolina team playing on that's NC State in a bowl game, not North Carolina. So it's great that you had a defense, Bill. You could coach defense. You woo, whoop-de-ding-dong-doo. You went 6-8, you won me some beer, and you didn't go to a bowl game. So Bill's, that doesn't play anymore, a defensive coach. Defensive coaches
But Josh McDaniels, I mean, again, McDaniels, he got fired at the same, it's like, how many times, isn't the definition of insanity like repeating the same action and expecting different results? In Denver, he went a season and two-thirds. Get out of here, you stiff. Then in Las Vegas, they smoked cigars and partied when they finally got rid of him. That's not to say that I think the guy can't coach offense, develop quarterbacks, or isn't one of the better minds in the NFL. He's just not head coaching material. Sometimes you need to know your lane, stay in it, and ride really well.
I'm going to say something right now that's going to get Fitzy mad, but it's a fact. So without Tom Brady, Bill Belichick's been fired twice, and Josh McDaniels been fired twice. Both without Tom Brady have been fired twice as head coaches in the National Football League.
That didn't make me mad.
Dems the facts.
Tom Brady cures all. Remember, we're talking about a 48-year-old air fryer salesman who could come back to the NFL now and whoop ass.
All right. Before we get to the Bedard audio, we need to go to David in the car. I've told you the rule. Bring up
Dave
my name.
Dave was right. Yep.
David in the car has a thought on something I may or may not have done. What's up, David?
I do. Good afternoon, guys. Great show as always. And Andy, I do like your open mind about things and your comments, but, you know, this whole, you know, a soap opera that it's developing somehow or seems to be talking about Josh McDaniels and Mike Vrabel, it's guys like you, unfortunately, who turn it. Because you know why? I'll tell you why.
He's right.
If something does happen, if something, God forbid, something happened, you want to be the one to say, I told you this was going to happen. I told you this is what's going on.
Yep.
And then another thing I'm going to tell you guys is Belichick will be an NFL coach before Josh McDaniel goes to another
team. Thank you, David.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Wow.
That's where
good
David,
passion, David.
David.
Too bad you were wrong about literally everything you said in that
David.
Passion part.
I was wrong, but
David.
First part, dead on.
That was David's most passionate phone call. He's a regular caller. There was a lot of passion there.
Yep.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you for taking the call. Please. I am a private detective. As a former professional athlete, you know, I listen every day. Great show.
I do
Did
like
he call
to
you
right.
reasonable or rational or something?
Open-minded,
I think.
Open-minded,
he
said. That was a good call.
I don't know about that.
And then it went off the tracks after that. But I don't know how anybody, Fitzy, can be so sure Belichick's going to be back in the what
there's
leads
still,
you to believe
just,
that?
There's something.
Josina Anderson reports.
Yeah. What does that get you? Mm-hmm. When Schefter reports it or Crapsheet reports it or one of those people, Jay Glazer reports it. Mm-hmm. But we went through Stiz. Can you look it up again? Josina Anderson, wherever the hell she works now. We've never even heard of it. It was some acronym.
Pro people that talk sports.
ESQN.
Yeah, there was like a weird acronym or whatever. Other than that, there's no smoke there for there to be a fire. Dan Ball, you found it.
The Exhibit News Network, or ENN for short.
ENN. This is ENN. Exhibit.
Yes, she did create it herself.
Wasn't Exhibit a rapper with Eminem, Stiz? Wasn't he one of the
Good job, Andy. Yeah.
Thank you. Street cred. All right, let's
be his network then.
Let's hear the audio from Greg Bedard talking about, on his podcast, the relationship between Josh McDaniels and Mike Vrabel.
I can just tell you this. I talked to people in the building and just said, like, you know, hey, what's going on with these comments? I got a lot of pushback. And then I told them, I said, some people are speculating that Mike could fire Josh after the season. And basically, Nick, I got laughed at like really, really hard to the point where I was somewhat embarrassed that I asked the question. So I think everybody just needs to take it down a level. We got two really good coaches. Former head coaches, one current head coach. They're really good at what they do. There's a little bit of ego and a little bit of play. And Mike, you know, has his ego. And sometimes I think he gets bored just being the head coach and he'd like to dig in. He wants to get his fingers into every single pie. So sometimes he can't help himself. But really, it's much ado about nothing.
Wait a minute. That started out as much ado about nothing and ended with the words much ado about nothing. But in the middle, Bedard says, well, and you know, Mike's got an ego and he can't help himself sometimes. He needs to put all his fingers in parts of the pie and get involved. That didn't feel as much.
Well, but his ego, he's basically saying that he just has to still rib him.
Bust balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have we landed on what we think that was all about exactly? Because that's what I think. I think that was... See, Mike's always had an antagonistic, adversarial kind of thing with the offense.
Yeah.
And I think it's a carryover from that. When he was a linebacker, he was always talking smack to Brady. When he was a linebackers coach and D coordinator for the Texans, he was always talking smack to the offense and the Texans. Now he's the head coach and he's talking smack to the offensive coordinator.
So he's still biased towards. So this is like, wasn't it in Houston where Buddy Ryan and Kevin Gilbride were fighting about defense and offense?
Awesome.
So we're going to have Mike Vrabel taking a swing at Josh McDaniels?
I think he likes to verbally throw his punches. not physically throws punches.
And yeah. am I not mistaken? Back from his head coaching days, guys, I want to say the earlier half of his Titans run, didn't he and Harbaugh have words at midfield either before a game? I think this is a no love lost showdown Sunday night.
I don't recall that, but it wouldn't surprise. As Ted said, it wouldn't surprise Mike. Mike can be abrasive, can be aggressive. He likes to bust balls, and sometimes that leads you into conversations. Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if there's old Harbaugh baggage or anything. They both, I mean, Harbaugh's been around forever. It was probably a physical game if they played, and something could happen. Yeah, absolutely. But, no, what
I
I've
learned. I liked your theory yesterday, too, though, is part of it is because he's not playing Steph Diggs enough.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of layers to this. Yeah. And, David, I will take some credit for that theory, that conspiracy theory, even though, as Dan Ball noted in my ear, that it was technically him who brought up the McDaniels-Vrabel feud on Monday.
I couldn't believe he didn't throw me right under the bus.
And I gave you credit slash blame for something that has taken off the rest of the week. So your nose for radio was very good. Your nose for news, Dan Ball, was perfect.
And let me also say two things quickly. This is Mike Vrabel who brought it up on the Greg Hill show. So he was the one who couldn't just praise McDaniels. Mm-hmm. And Tom Curran had this back in September talking about the tension between the two. So this has been something that's been in the background between the two for a while, pretty much since the hiring was made.
I feel like that comment really kind of, in a way, exposed Mike's lack of involvement in the offense.
Yeah.
They, like, it's like you're ripping the offense, so but you're the head coach.
Right.
So it's like, do you want people to think that you have no say in what goes on in the offense?
Yeah. The only thing that protects us from thinking that is he's more involved than Mayo. He's better than the last guy who just admitted that guy over there is the head coach of the offense. I don't know. I don't even know the words they use over there.
At the end of the day, look, I don't think, you know, I don't think, Andy Reid has much involvement in the defense for Kansas City. So, I mean, it happens, right?
Sean McVay. I don't know how much he's involved with the defense.
Do you remember Sean McVay's first year? Do you remember his D coordinator?
Yeah, Wade Phillips, because he needed him.
It was they would show Sean McVay like sitting with the offense while the defense was on the field.
Right. So see, I thought Vrabel was going to be a little more than that because didn't he tell us during camp that I'm going to pay attention to the offense? I'm trying to learn the offense.
He
and
was
the
on the offensive side
all
last
the time
year with the Browns.
Right. So like that was sort of part of becoming a more well-rounded head coach. We'll see if he's having success. I do think maybe you can just boil it down. He's a ball buster. He's snarky, and sometimes he says things that probably later he's like, I probably didn't need to say that on the radio for everybody to break down. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, it's Friday. Brian Furzocco is here. That means it's time for a Furzocco Friday. And I think we're going to talk about officiating, referees, and that type of thing, which has me very intrigued because I love the topic. Furzocco Friday up next here on WEEI.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.